It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, July 10th, USDA released their July crop production supply and demand estimates, and as expected, these numbers turned out to be somewhat friendly for a few of the markets, wheat being one of them. We'll talk about it after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
USDA's July crop production supply and demand estimate was friendly to the wheat market. Looking at old crop, we did see USDA come in and decrease seed demand by 2 million bushels, but we increased feed and residual by 18 million bushels, mainly because of seeing lower stocks than anticipated in the quarterly grain stocks estimate. We also did see exports drop by 2 million bushels. The net change was ending stocks for old crop dropped 15 million bushels, putting it at 920 million bushels. For new crop, the 2026 numbers, because of the lower than expected acreage in the planted acres report, we did see planted acres for wheat drop 1.1 million, harvested drop by 800,000. That increased yield by 9/10 of a bushel, mainly because of even though we did see winter wheat yields decrease, spring wheat yields increased. Net result was a 7 million bushel decrease in production, putting production now at 1.536 billion bushels. The net result, no change was made into the demand side of things, so the net change was a 22 million bushel decrease in stocks, putting stocks at 722 million bushels, which was 12 million above expectations. But when you look at the production side, all wheat production, as I mentioned, was at 1.536. That was 15 million bushels above expectations, but 7 million below the previous month. All winter wheat production came in at 999,000 bushels. That was down 10 million bushels from expectations and down 40 million from last month. Other spring wheat production, though, was increased to 475 million bushels. That was 24 million above expectations, mainly because of the increase in yield, which is somewhat offsetting the decrease in the production for the winter wheat. In all, this is going to be the lowest U.S. wheat production since 1970, so we continue to see the wheat production estimates decrease as far as the U.S. is concerned. World numbers kind of saw the same thing. World stocks came in at 272.8 million metric ton. That's 200,000 metric ton less than expectations, but 2.6 million metric ton less than the previous month.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.